if you have speakers on the meeting group down there, just let me know if you could, and if you have questions on the chat, please.
I actually have a question just in light of our week of Medicaid for COVID-19. I'm wondering, because I was about to pick up a pen, and wondering from the committee standpoint, nothing to do with Dr. Perry's presentation, have things been sanitized, or have these pens sanitized, or have the microphones been sanitized? So I'm just wondering, I actually used a tissue to pull it forward, you know, not to go around, but to do what we can to mitigate. I was just wondering, this is our first committee since really the only things have come down, and just just wondering, you mentioned that the odds of teachers leaving being 70% higher if there's a new principal. Are you tracking that now with the leadership academy as far as with mentoring? In other words, if a new principal is being mentored, are we able to lower get rid of that 70% and increase with a new principal? Is that one of the things that you're tracking?
Thank you for the opportunity to talk.
I'm going to go to the next one. As long as I'm going to start there, it is very true, it's really like this. So let's go back to Carol Larson. Ms. Larson.
International standards include
Thank you.
Correct. back to Twitter and just try to inform me.
operations from 2019 to 2020. And next slide, please. The loss in support of locations support increased funding for public schools, support innovation in public schools. If anything, this is a really important slide for
Bureau does, and some of the things we're pulling, we're including you need these things in order for students to learn, but the fact that the census bureau doesn't include the mixed sense, and it does it all for all 50 states. And I know there's a lot of pushback, but the average of the other states are spending, considering that chart, if you go forward one slide, is 61% on instruction, and we were only at 53.3% of instruction. And some of the things that I cost for Alaska, and what our healthcare cost workers come are high, and things like that. I still think that we need to be focusing on how we can get more dollars in the classroom. And the comment about the public supports increased funding for education. Well, I think if you were to ask the public if they support more dollars in the classroom, they'd say yes. But if we ask if they support more dollars for administration, they'd probably say no. So I just want to point out that difference. Yeah, I know we have some absolutely fantastic principals and superintendents that we are hoping to make a difference. But it's just kind of troubling here. Just good information, but just listening to everything today. And I know recruitment retention says all these things play into student outcomes. But I guess I was hoping that I would hear as a main theme and mission about the Council of School Administrators that what can we do in our state, Mr. Chair, to improve student outcomes and scores? And I didn't really hear that too much. And but I know Senator Bennett has the reading bell. As policymakers, it's like an almost a shame that we have to put that bill forward, because it seems like an organization like this should be working on what do we need to do, and we shouldn't have to put it in a bill. They should be doing it. It is my concern. And when I listened to the whole presentation, very good people, excellent presenters, great slides, but there's no room to be fine. It's like, where's the focus on the students? Where's the focus on the student learning? And all this is feeding. I guess I would like to see this association take greater responsibility for that aspect. And we're stepping up. Senator Pickett is stepping up with his SB6, and we're doing what we can. And part of the presenter said they're monitoring accountability. And yet this association is resisting any kind of strong promotion retention policy in that legislation, which just blows my mind, because that is very, very clear that that will improve student outcomes, and it's really what's best for our students. So I guess I would just ask this association that you really examine and think about, if you do this presentation again, focus on student outcomes and what your association is doing to turn the tide around. And I'm sorry, but I look at the Apple comparison of the U.S. Census Bureau, and I think it is significant. And well, they can justify things shouldn't be bad. Why is that same thing with some for all the other 49 states? So I guess I just say, administrators, help us out. Help our students. Help us figure this out. We don't want our kids to be at the bottom of the pile anymore, and we need the administrators' help. Thank you.
There's some points here that we cannot gloss over very fast. I mean, I'm sure there are people saying that in education, saying that the reading program is an unfunded mandate. The $8 billion in education, how can you say that reading is an unfunded mandate? That's very bad. Any other education, primarily for reading skills.
Budgets. Their job is to count people. My release figures not coming from the U.S. Department of Education. We're dealing with the State Department of Education to understand these budget figures, and perhaps the U.S. Department of Labor will understand what it is that all the staff does in our schools. I was here during the time of needs to spend the understand the cost of delivering education, the cost of maintaining buildings, the cost of heating, lighting, and so on, and construction in rural Alaska are tremendous. The cost of moving staff and bringing materials to these remote regions, there's no way to compare Alaska to the rest of the states in terms of those costs. But I have a big problem with using Census Bureau numbers. $100 to count those is not to count, not the parks budgets, in the stream.
And I will say, I've been here when we established the Department of Service and mandate from Sarasota, so when we established it, and of course, we made the right decision.
I guess I was hoping maybe I understood this presentation and as we've been having conversations in house education, the commission has been fairly straightforward that we can't measure student success just by one metric. And I think as we consider some of the topics that come in sight, as we consider looking at our schools holistically, there are a lot of factors that may or may not be contributing to student success, as well as the expense of what it costs to business in Alaska. And I think what the ECC's presentation is really focused on is all of the considerations that have to be made as we move forward, understanding that not all schools, not all school districts, not all communities in Alaska start at the same starting line. And so I think that the example that this presentation did a very thorough analysis of all of the considerations that need to be made by policymakers as we put forward policies to improve student outcomes across the state. And I guess I would pose a question to Dr. Perry, which is the woman, to speak to the intention that went into providing us with this information today and considerations that we should make with regard to direct student outcomes as they relate to this information.
Thank you.
process and there's an improvement of the discovery and of the effects.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really appreciated what Mr. Jordan said about the impact of trauma on students as well as educators. It reminded me, first of all, really is that the thing that we're, that schools are doing. Health education is very built this year on mental health curriculum, on social and emotional learning, as well as on literacy and working on a BSA in preschool. We have passed resolutions in the House on the impact of ACEs on our citizens. Under Governor Walker, in, I believe it was in the fall of 2018, the state held a summit with every department present on trauma as it impacts state employees, such as SOS workers who have to deal with dysfunctional families and public safety. Workers who have to enter homes where there's been extreme domestic violence or murders. We really have to pay attention to that in this state because it impacts every single one of us and it costs us a lot of money. And I think we need to approach it, and I'm really glad that the administrators have pointed out that trauma impacts students and educators as well as every other employee and person in this state. And it costs us a lot of money. Health is a traumatic factor, as well as the conservative budgets. That has got to be traumatic for people who are trying to plan their futures. We have lost dozens, if not hundreds, of teachers in other states because we are not currently funding education early enough. I'm sick and tired of hearing that stuff, and I really appreciate this kind of analysis. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I'm glad to
hear the story. Thank you, Chair Stevens. I wanted to thank everyone for the information today and was going to ask if the business committee could have some follow-up information just based on a sample of districts about their fixed costs from last year, from this year. In the last 2 years, what there has been changes of, if any, and I mean fixed costs, I mean the costs for energy, workman's comp, healthcare. Anything that you see that is something that from year to year, and what I say that is, it's clear that the legislature needs to set up a better education funding policy than we have. And to do that, we need to know an example of what that is, our method of doing one time, of doing outside the formula funding, needs to really be looked at. Health education, we had a count of the last 19 years of funding, 18 of them we have either done a BSA increase or done one time funding. So it is very well documented that we live in uncertain funding. And if we are doing it 18 out of 19 times, we are doing it. And so why do we put districts having to wait till the end of the year to plan? We are just not doing it. Funding policy. So I think you need to really look at that as a legislative body and really understand why the Supreme Court said we can do 2 year funding, why it is critical for this field if we are going to have stability among staff. So I think that is critically important that we really have to look at education funding policy. The other thing I would find very helpful is if we could have another presentation about what is happening with our reading curriculum, because I agree with Senator Hughes that is tier one instruction for reading, which is the basic reading program for all the districts. I would like to know the districts who are using the science-based 5 criteria for teaching reading, because it should be in every classroom. It should be in the curriculum that we're all using. One on the brink of mentally ill or something, and I understand that. I'm very excited about the last of these act because the interventions are really important, but it's also important that we are confident as sorry, education that all of our teachers have the professional development in their everyday instruction as well, and they're using curriculums that are evidence-based, and so I would appreciate another session of the night. I would appreciate even a picture of how many districts are using the program that has that. And then the final comment I'll make is I appreciate all the work on coding and all for computer science. It would be helpful to me for how many districts have been able to, with the training of teachers, are offering our program to middle school, high school students, and elementary, just so we see
in general, this is just a general statement for anyone that's testifying on this. We all recognize that the funding, I think, lets us to really support her benefits and funding is critical. And consistency, obviously, means a lot for any organization, so I'm hearing the friends about consistency and funding. But oftentimes we get presented with the problems, and they say, and the answer is, we need more funding. And so I guess another point to hear sometimes is, here's the problem, here would be some ways we would try to fix that, and here would be something that we would need funding for. I guess I'm just saying, the problem is being brought forward to us, it's nice to hear what the perceived solution is, and maybe how much the price tag is on the user side, so that when you have a problem, and the answer is funding.
Thank you, President Johnson. Sorry,
I say there is research that shows the more demographic the place, the better the student outcomes, and then that's a really important thing to keep in mind, and why the census data is important, because we are the worst in the state as far as according to that app, is that just the worst in the country. Yes, I'm sorry. But also, I mentioned that there was mention of research that retention is harmful. There's more recent research coming out of Harvard University and University of Chicago specific to these comprehensive reading intervention programs, like what we're looking at, that actually shows the student GPAs go up and the kids do graduate. That are apt to repeat what I call 3.5 grade, not repeat the same old third grade, but every third grade, where they're having accelerated coursework to catch them up. So there is new research out there that shows that it is not helpful and you won't get better at it.
Thank you, sir. Let me just, Dr. Chaney, thank you for the occasion of being here. I really appreciate that. So, thank you very much.